Tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki mana tawa. He on onorau mātoru te iarere, it's Moeawa Tamanui Franson tēnei. And happy that it's Friday. Looking forward to hearing this kōrero about, I mean, if you can imagine this happening to you or your tupuna, bruh, what I mean. So, on that. The descendants of the Potini Ngai Tahu warrior chief Tahu Tuhuru have travelled to Weta Workshop in Te Whanganui Ātara to bless the first ever hyper-realistic representation of their ancestor as part of the eagerly awaited tourism experience, the Ponamu Pathways. On the line with us now, we've got the Ponamu Pathways CEO, Toko Kapea. Tēnā koe, Toko. Nau mai, hara mai ki mana tawa.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you for the intro.
Tēnā koe. Hey, just for those who aren't too sure about, I mean, I've heard about this this pathway and over the past couple of months more since I've been here at Radio Wātea. But for those who don't know too much about the Ponamu Pathways, can you talk to us about what that is?
Sure. Ponamu Pathway came out of the Provincial Growth Fund program and the council's iwi runanga community supported a project basically saying we want to attract customers to learn about obviously the coast but also Māori stories, heritage stories, natural icon stories in a way that hadn't been shown before. So we got this going and unfortunately caught a bit of the COVID period. But now we're moving to the point where we've planned four sites on the West Coast and one of them will be opening in the next month.
Sure, tēnā koe. So there's so much history in Potini Ngai Tahu people and, of course, there's so many stories that could be told, but this is an awesome way to be able to tell the story of Tuhuru. So just, if you can, just give us an idea of who this this warrior chief was.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, aroha mai. I'm not Potini Ngai Tahu, so not going to retell these stories, but I'll keep it at a level which is appropriate for today, which is Tuhuru was on the East Coast and him and his people would always travel to the West Coast and eventually travelled over and numerous battles over the years. But in the end, Tuhuru won that area and his people settled in Potini Ngai Tahu.
Kia ora. And what was it like for you and those of you a part of the Ponamu Pathways to work alongside the Potini Ngai Tahu people and Weta Workshop?
Two things. The level of care and love gone into this project is unbelievable. Weta Workshop were so great that they joined the project. They had so much pressure and they had a lot of clients offshore. But when we met the owners, Richard Taylor and Tony Roger, when they heard what we were trying to achieve, they said, we're in and our team's behind us and the team have been superb. The great thing about the making of the sculpture is that it was a combination of Potini Ngai Tahu people, but also Pākehā and workers at Weta Workshop. And that's a really a cool thing. We're lucky that we have master carvers and designers and artists from Potini Ngai Tahu, and they help with the adornment side of this massive sculpture. And the Weta people obviously weave their magic. So what you've seen in the release is when we walked in, the descendants went in to do the blessing led by Thirua Mason, and then when his family turned and saw him, I'm still emotional for this moment. So I think for the listeners, it's for all of our tupuna, imagine walking into a room and seeing a massive sculpture of your great-great-granduncle, auntie. And that's part of the magic and sort of emotion that we're trying to bring to this project.
Yeah, actually, as you're explaining that, I actually felt an element of emotion imagining that. So he mihi nui tēnei ki a koutou, koutou i whakanui I tēnei kaupapa o tira, i tēnei tupuna tuhuru. And just, you know, I was looking at the word hyper-realistic and wondering how that would feel if I were to see something like that up close and personal. But just on the just if you could elaborate more on the sculpture and who was a part, some of those who were a part of carving this.
Sure. Well, first of all, the sculpture is more the wetter side, so it was almost everything else. And the Painaumi Pathways created a cultural committee comprising two Ngāti Waewae people and two Ngāti Mahaki people. And that committee with Weta met sometimes twice a week, once a week on Zoom for a long period of time to get into how would he look, how would he stand, what type of facial expression, what were the adornments that would have worn for that particular occasion. And then when we agreed that, to see all the artists do what they do best and create. And I've just been fortunate enough to check in on the artists from the coast and check in the artists in Weta and see how hard it was and then see how amazing it is in the end. I'm looking forward to opening in all of New Zealand and the world to see this type of tree.
You mentioned that one of those will be available for the public in the next month, is it, or next 2 months? Is this a part of that as well?
Yes, it's our first one. So in Greymouth, Mawhera, we're opening in December, and it's one of those daily check-ins with the team. How's the build going? How's the planning going? And everyone's busy, but I think we're going to get there. So that's the first one. We're then opening a second one at the end of January in Westport, Kawatere, and we're working with the now Museum of Kawatere to effectively build up that one and get them ready to tell their stories. And like I think you've seen in the article, we also have plans for Haast, Awarua and Hokitika.
Looking forward to seeing those open up for the people to explore and enjoy and learn from. Nā reira, e toko, tēnā koe. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon to have a kōrero about this, the opening and the blessing of this wonderful tūpuna and occasion. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
There you have it, e hua mā. That's the Painaumi Pathway CEO, Toko Kapea, talking about the descendants of the Pōtini Ngai Tahu warrior chief Tahuru, who came together today in Wellington into the Weta workshop to bless the first ever hyper-realistic representation of their ancestor. So looking forward to hearing more about what comes out of this kaupapa for the Painaumi Pathways. Nā reira, tēnā koutou katoa.